Everything.
Yeah, I see that one.
All right, I'll now call the board back in session. Could we have the next case, please?
Thank you. The next item on tonight's agenda is application 11,721. Charles and Christy Greaves seeks a special use exception to operate a bed and breakfast, section 115-23C14 and 115-210A30 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Broadkill Road, approximately 655 feet west of Reynolds Road. The 911 address is 26285 Broadkill Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR. The tax map is District 235, Map 15, Parcel 4.01. Specifically, they are looking for a special use exception for a bed and breakfast for up to 6 rooms. The no letters in opposition. We did get a letter of support from the Milton Chamber of Commerce. It says this letter is written in support of your approval for application 11,721 submitted by Charles and Christy Greaves requesting the B&B. That their position is that utilization of the property as a bed and breakfast will greatly benefit the entire Milton community. The property is registered with the National Historic Trust and will not only provide the community with additional revenue that benefits other existing businesses, but will draw attention to the rich history of Milton as a whole, making the property and its story available for the general public to see, and only magnifies the tourism appeal of the area. We are also advised that the owners and owner's agent, that they also have positive feedback from the Sussex County Economic Development Department Director, Mrs. Melody Brooks Wilkins, and the support of Mr. Scott Thomas of Southern Delaware Tourism, who advises that the approval of the property for a 6-room operation will result in the ability to collect an 8% accommodation tax on bookings, which then can be used by the Tourism Bureau to further promote Milton. So they request approval for the 6-room bed and breakfast, and it is Lisa Sumstein, the executive director of the Milton Chamber of Commerce. We received no letters in opposition and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Hi, Christy Graves, 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Okay. Chuck Graves, 26285 Broadkill Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Something wrong with the 10 Blue Heron Drive in Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
My name is Chuck Graves. Good evening. I live at 26285 Broadkill Road in Milton, Delaware. And I guess you know why I'm here. I hope this will be short and sweet and simple. 2005, we purchased this property, and we kind of rebuilt the home to make it a bed and breakfast. And my wife and I fell in love with the house and the history. And due to health reasons all my children are in Florida. I should have sent them to the University of Delaware. I sent them to Flagler instead, and they all stayed. And now there's grandchildren. And due to my poor health recently, I feel a need to be with my children. But I would like to see this carried out into fruition. It would benefit Milton greatly. And in your packet, there's a letter from one of the bed and breakfasts there, which I was surprised they came for. I thought we would be competition, but she was more than happy to write a letter because she feels there's a need also. The Chamber of Commerce has been after me for years to turn it into a bed and breakfast, and we just couldn't leave the home. But now I kind of have to, and I would be glad to answer any questions that you may have. The home has been featured in Victorian magazine, and we've been on all the garden tours. And it really is perfect for a bed and breakfast facility. It would benefit the surrounding community. We are an island unto ourselves, as you can see. Couldn't possibly bother anybody if we wanted to. I think it's the best use for the property, and I know that there's a need for such a facility. Rehoboth has become quite hectic, and a country inn would be something quite beneficial to. It gives people a choice. They can go in and enjoy Rehoboth, but they can be out in a rural setting if they so choose also. Be happy to answer any questions if you may have.
Do you, I think the question that I would ask you only is if the house looks good, but the would it affect the neighborhood? I mean, you have to convince us that it would not adversely affect the uses of the neighborhood and the neighboring properties.
I understand. The we're on Beach Highway. Is Route 16 is heavily traveled thoroughfare of people going to and from the beach, and there's no one who lives the closest house to us, I would guess, is 300 or 400 feet.
You own it.
And I own that house also.
If you take a look at, forgive me, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Please stay here. Ron Ledoux. I was engaged by Mr. and Mrs. Graves to aid them in this process because of my history with historic properties, which I'd like to address in a moment. But if you look at to where the stylus took us, all of that area is zoned C1 commercial. The property immediately surrounding the proposed bed and breakfast site is in preserve. There are no homes, as Mr. Graves has said, residential homes that I'm aware of within a half mile or more. So impact, negative impact on the immediate neighborhood, if not minimal, would be non-existent. The greater impact is going to be on the community as a whole and the benefit that this bed and breakfast would provide to Milton. And if I can address that point, this home is registered on the National Historic Trust. National Historic Trust homes are managed by the National Park Service. As part of the mission statement for the Park Service, they would like to see and encourage the opening of such homes to as great a population as is possible for the public to enjoy. It has been a consistent kind of policy for the Park Service to support the use of these types of homes as bed and breakfasts or country inns and so forth. And I'm the one who had the direct conversation with Melody Booker Wilkins, forgive me, who encouraged us to pursue this avenue. I'm also the one who had the direct conversation with Scott Thomas, the director of Southern Delaware Tourism. Also, of course, as you've seen, the Milton Chamber of Commerce has endorsed the project as well. One of the benefits to the greater community, and we would hope that the board would agree to approve 6 bedrooms, is that in doing so, you create that 8% accommodation tax, which guests of the bed and breakfast will pay. That goes to Southern Delaware Tourism, which then puts the money back into the county and supports and promotes the greater Milton area. There's a story here to this property. I don't know if I'm sure it's told well by Mr. Graves in your packet, but those kinds of stories are the things that people are looking for in bed and breakfast. One of the things, for example, that is a by story of the original owner is that a subsequent owner had a holly wreath business that became famous up and down the East Coast. And as a result of his efforts,
the American holly was named the state tree of Delaware. And all of that history is part of the reason that the Park Service designated this property as a historic home. We want to share that. We want to be able to bring funds back to the community. So we would ask that you unanimously agree to approve the bed and breakfast with 6 bedrooms.
All right. Well, since we have any questions, so Ben, have you?
No questions.
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Hey, I have no questions. So hearing no questions.
I've got. I think if there's going to be reasonable parking accommodations for your guests on site?
Yeah. Currently, we have 8 parking spaces on hard surface, and we have another 6 spaces available to hard surface if we find the need to do that.
And this is for 6 bedrooms, correct?
It is.
There will be no cooking facilities in those rooms?
There will be no cooking facilities in those rooms.
And you don't believe this will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent property?
No. The Wells family owns the property immediately surrounding us, and that's all been put in the state agricultural preservation program. So nobody could build there if they wanted to. There's just no one around for us to affect.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christy Graves. About a month ago, I retired as a elementary school principal in Sussex County in Milton at H.O. Brittingham Elementary. And my husband's had this wanting to do the bed and breakfast for about the last 10 years, and I told him I couldn't imagine with my job as a school principal how I'd have people in my house at the same time. So this is like a result of his hard work, Ron's work with... It's just coming to fruition, and we would appreciate your help. The property around us is about 134 acres. It was once a complete farm, and then when they went to sell it to us in 2005, they partitioned just our part off. But as you can see, it's been very improved with an English country garden, with the barn, the silo. I mean, it's really a unique property, and people come by all the time and think it's a bed and breakfast. Can they stay? And they want to know the rates. Well, we're not into that because we live in the house right now, but we'd appreciate that consideration. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,721. I believe the applicant has certainly presented a good case here, and with the documentation I see here, that is a mighty fine looking place, and our attorney has asked if they had ample parking, and he's more than enough, and I'd like to make a motion, like I said, to approve 11,721 based on the special use exception will not substantially adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rippon and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,721.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question. Would the motion to approve include the 6 bedrooms?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I forgive
me. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,721 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.